Time now to continue the cavalcade of the arts. We join Betty Firth in Ely to tell us more about what's going on at the Folk School. Morning, Betty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks. Sorry, I missed your first call. I was just out of earshot.
That's okay. So it's a little bit of a quiet time at the Folk School, but you guys are kind of looking ahead and wanting more people to get involved. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm always recruiting out there, looking for instructors, and especially in classes that we have had requests for or would just like to be able to offer that we haven't offered before. so we have, we're developing a curriculum around blacksmithing, and we've had some introductory classes, which we call the Taste of Blacksmithing, just a taste. This is kind of what it's like, and we want to offer it's more advanced levels as we develop the forge building and equipment more fully. So we're looking for people in particular experienced blacksmiths that might like to get involved in the program. We're also going to offer for the first time ceramics classes. And I'm in the process right now of putting together a studio and buying the equipment that we need. We have a wonderful space in our third classroom area that's full of light and sunshine when the sun is shining. We'll be looking for instructors that are proficient in different areas of pottery, both hand building and wheel throwing. And then we also hope to set up some stained glass classes, which we have had before with a professional stained glass artist here in Ely. But she's just very, very busy with her own business, so isn't able to teach much at all lately, but ever as often as we would have liked her to teach. So beyond that, I'm always looking for people that, and we have a lot of requests for classes in eating natural foods, how to find wild foods, how to prepare them, you know, nutritional value of them, and making things out of natural fibers and materials, like one of our favorite most popular classes is making hats and mittens out of beaver hides. One of the very popular classes in the past was making a black ash backpack, and that's out of woven weaving black ash. And we also, I'm looking, there's all kinds of basketry classes that we've offered, some of them over time, and would love to offer more of those. So did you have any questions about?
I do. Okay. Your instructors need to be from Ely or a decent distance from Ely?
Well, we've had instructors from all over. It usually is easier for people if they live closer, but that's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily have to be. The one drawback for a lot of people if they live like over 2 hours away is just the expense of coming or staying. If they have to pay for a hotel room, obviously that's pretty expensive. And I don't think anybody... I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that they're not going to get rich teaching for a folk school. We do pay our instructors and we pay them as much as we possibly can, and still keep the folk school up and running.
But become rich in so many different ways.
That's right. So what we do offer is we have people that are members of the folk school that have offered hospitality in their homes or in an extra bedroom or in a cabin. We have one person that's associated with the folk school that has a dog sledding business, and so in the summer has more rooms in the lodge where staff stay during the winter. So we do have options for putting people up so they don't have to pay whatever, $100, $150 a night to stay here.
Well, it could be a great adventure for someone to try something new that they have expertise in. And, you know, if they're not from Ely, find out more about Ely by spending time there. So if you are interested, you can go to elyfolkschool.org. There'll be ways to connect with you there. Is that right, Betty?
Yes. Or they can just email me at betty@elyfolkschool.org.
All right. Sounds great. We'll talk to you next month, Betty.
All right. Thanks, Heidi.
Bye-bye. This is the Friday Morning Show. Coming up, we are going to join Katie Carter from the KBXE studio.